Saying he came late to the race, Jack Thomas has doled out about $30,000 to run his campaign for mayor, spending about $2,000 of his own money so far.
We have an expensive campaign in terms of ads and PR. We kind of got into this race a little later than my opponent, about 6 months later, so we've realized that we had to spend a little more money on ads. The biggest contributors are Bill White, Aaron Hoffman, and a series of other individuals that, you know, a lot of smaller campaigns, donations rather, $100 or less.
At times, the city, he says, is stretching its limits, and he thinks the town ought to look at what it does and choose events which benefit everyone in town.
I'd argue that some of the functions and activities that we cram through our town have a negative impact on the people that live here.
Such as?
Well, I think, I've walked the streets during the 4th of July event. I'm not saying we avoid the 4th of July, but, you know, it's a massive event. It's hard to walk through the park. You know, I think that there are some merchants on Main Street that are not necessarily happy with the way the silly market is handled. They'd like to be a little more enrolled in rolling their goods and products out into the street as well, so that they're not competing with some of those entities. But, you know, we have an event on every day except probably Dr. Pepper's birthday. And, you know, maybe that it's worth evaluating to see which of those bring business to us, nourish our community, and which ones have a negative impact on them.
Thomas has been running Small Town Creative Solutions as the theme of his campaign. Even though his opponent accuses him of getting bogged down in process rather than coming up with solutions, Thomas says by eliminating process, you end up with unsatisfactory results.
If you understand the process of design and architecture, which is something I've done my whole life, that's where you examine the site and the conditions of the site at the beginning of the process. That's where you enroll the people that are involved in the project at the beginning of the process, not at the end. So if you understand the site and the people and the conditions, then you don't bump into a wall at the end of that process like they did with the substation relocation.
Given the fact that all of Park City's largest development projects are already vested, Treasure, Bonanza Park, and the lower parking lots at Deer Valley and Park City, Thomas says there's still a lot of room for negotiation.
But what they are is yet to be determined. We're moving through the process of our general plan. We'll then unfold into the land management code. And the way you interpret those things impacts the mass, form, and scale of what's built in the community. And obviously, we've seen public presentations of massive buildings in both cases. And that is open to the public, and that is accurate information.
Yeah.
10 to 12 stories in some cases.
But because they're already vested, can they be downscaled?
That doesn't mean, there were some heights and elevations established with Treasure Hill that were defined in their original master plan. But Bonanza Park has yet to go through that process. That right now, the zone height is 35 feet. And so what is practical and what is a real square footage is really yet to be determined.
He says that there are big differences between him and his opponent.
Besides my education as a planner and an architect and having 24 years of experience designing in every part of this community, besides having raised children and a family and having them grow up in this community, I think there's a difference in the way we hold the future. I believe that it's important to maintain the values of our community, that, you know, everything associated with keeping Park City, because those are what make us marketable in the future. That's why people come here. That's what nourishes our economy. There's a difference in perspective. I'm saying that the values of our community are non-negotiable. And the other side has a philosophy of the triple bottom line, the people, profit, planet concept. And, well, while that might be okay for a small business or a business to use that strategy and that philosophy, the problem with that strategy is there's no way you can put a dollar value on the human welfare of people. And there's no way, in my mind, you can put a dollar value on the environment. So if you say people, profit, planet, does that mean that they are negotiable in some equation?
When asked for a second time, since he said he needed time to mull it over after he was asked at Tuesday's candidate forum whether he would apply to fill the vacant city council seat should Andy Bierman get elected as mayor, he had this to say.
Again, that's an assumption, okay? And I don't like to make decisions based on assumptions.
That's just a question, if.
Yeah,
if
right.
Then. I mean, it's a logical question.
Well, I think I gave you the appropriate answer, and that was if I'm elected, well, you get both of us. And that's a solution, too. And so would I, you know, I'm not faced with that at this moment in time.
But you haven't even thought about it. I mean, it's
like
how
really.
Important is
not
it to
really.
Be part of City Hall?
I think it's very important to be part of the community. And I've been engaged for 8 full years, by the way, as opposed to my opponent's 2 years.
That's Park City mayoral candidate Jack Thomas. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.